And it's 10:15, which means it's time for another edition of Wayne's 4x2. It's four reviews from our resident entertainment wizard, 2 minutes each of the best in film, music, and television. Wayne Massingham is on the line, joining us once again. Wayne, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Jack. I'm good, and looking forward to a little segment. And I'll just say the music at the end, it's going to be from my album of the year. So
album of the year. Yeah, Wayne, the year's not even finished yet.
Yeah, it starts to wind down a bit now, and I've looked ahead of the schedule, and it's going to have to be monumental to beat this one.
Okay, high praise indeed. I'm looking forward to that. Well, before we get to the album, Wayne, let's see what else you've got for us this week.
Yeah, sure. Let's start off with a film I opened in cinemas wide last week. It's called The Smashing Machine. This is the new film from Benny Safdie. He was part of the Safdie brothers. Josh and Benny made films like Uncut Gems together, and they've sort of gone their own way. I think it's fairly mutual, but they just had sort of different ideas to work on. So Benny's come up with this film called The Smashing Machine, and it's based on a HBO documentary that came out about 20 years ago called The Smashing Machine, The Life and Times of Extreme Fighter Mark Kerr. So this is a true story about Mark Kerr, who was in the early days of MMA, which most people know is like the UFC, which is a sport I have zero interest in. I just find it pretty grotesque. But I'm here to say the film's really good. Like, even though I'm not really interested in the subject matter, it sort of is a really good portrayal, I guess, of a sportsman and what he goes through. And I guess the most famous thing about this is Mark Kerr in the film is played by Dwayne Johnson, otherwise known as The Rock, who's made a lot of bad films, a lot of big budget films. A lot of films I'm not terribly interested in, but he does have undeniable charisma, and he's really good in this. A bit unrecognisable, he sort of slaps on a wig, and he just looks different, but he does a really good job with quite a bit of emotional range in this film. So, as I said, he plays Mark Kerr, set late 90s, the early days of MMA, and he's like going, sort of documents the trials and tribulations of that part of his career, his stormy relationship with his girlfriend, played by Emily Blunt, and also his opioid addiction, which I guess comes with that territory because it's obviously very physical and there's a lot of pain and broken bones and muscle tears, so he gets addicted to that. The interesting thing about this film, it's not a typical sports film where it's like, you know, building up to, you know, big hurrah moments. What I've been told, I haven't seen the documentary, but it's fairly faithful to the documentary. So it just sort of plots along his life. So I guess the drawback slightly is it doesn't have any huge, like, fist-pumping parts of it, but it's just a really good portrayal of a sportsman. And as I said, Dwayne Johnson does a really good job. Emily Blunt's great in it. And I just found it really fascinating, even though it's about a sport that I really have no interest in. So I'd recommend it. It's not an A+, but it's a good solid B, I'd say. So Smashing Machine, that's in cinemas right now.
Solid B is pretty good for Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Wayne. So that's not too bad. Not too bad at
all. Yeah, he's really good. So it'd be interesting to see if he gets any Oscar buzz because it's a really well done role.
I guess we'll see. All right, so that's The Smashing Machine. What else have you got for us?
Okay, well, let's go with an epic drama. It's on Netflix. It's called 100 Years of Solitude. And if that sounds familiar, yes, it's based on the, one of the most famous novels of all time by the great Colombian writer. It came out in 1967, Gabriel Garcia Marquez. I've never read the book, but I know its incredible reputation. So Netflix have made this, but I think they've done a really, really good job. It's 8 episodes in total, and it's just a fascinating show. It's really epic. And I think it feels really authentic just because it's all filmed in Colombia. It uses Colombian actors and it really sinks into this story of family over 3 generations. It starts off with these 2 cousins, Jose and Ursula, getting married, getting shunned from their small village. They go to start another life together. They found a village called Macondo and it's very idealistic. It's a very... a haven for them and the people they come with them. And they form a village that has ideals and everything. But at some point, the outside world comes in. There's civil war in the country. There's rebellions. And that drags the small town as it grows into that. And we go through about three generations. We go through their grandsons and granddaughters and their sons and daughters. And it's just a really epic story of rebellion and family and very high drama. So I think it's really well done. So that's 100 Years of Solitude. And you can watch that on Netflix.
Brilliant. Yeah, I've heard a lot about this book as well. I have also not read it. Maybe I'll jump into the series, though. I do have Netflix, and so maybe I'll jump in there and have a little look. 100 Years of Solitude.
It's worth it, yeah. It's pretty full on. I think they really dig deep into the book and the epic nature of it.
Yeah, it's an authorized adaptation as well, so I'm guessing the family trust that owns the book actually gave their blessings to Netflix to adapt it the way they thought was correct, so that's
definitely,
pretty good.
Definitely.
Yeah, nice.
Definitely.
All right. We've got Smashing Machine. We've got 100 Years of Solitude. What's next, Wayne?
Well, let's go with a bit of light stuff. A good comedy. Let's go with one. It's also on Netflix. It's called The Four Seasons, just 8 episodes in total. Now, this is based on a film I actually remember seeing a long, long time ago. It was an early 80s film called The Four Seasons, written and directed and starring Alan Alda. And it was basically about three couples that have known each other for a long time. And it's set in the four seasons. It's set to the music of Vivaldi, and it goes through their trials and tribulations of going away to separate places and going through all the ups and downs of their relationships. So this one's set in the modern times. We've got three couples again, Jack and Kate. We've got Nick and Anne, and we've got Claude and Danny. In the film, it was Claudia, but now it's Claude and Danny. Two men in a relationship. And the centre of it, I guess, starts with Nick and Anne. They've been married for 25 years. And in the first episode of this show, we see that Nick's pretty much done with his marriage. And by the second episode, he's hooked up with a much 20-year-old younger woman called Ginny. And that sort of upsets the whole friend balance. So it's sort of looking, that's sort of the centre part of it. And we go through each season and they go to different locations and catch up, and the other two relationships have lots of ups and downs. It's just really funny. It's well made. Again, not something that's going to rock your world, but it's a good, nice show to watch, and sometimes that's just enough. And it's got a really great cast: Steve Carell, Tina Fey, Will Forte, Colman Domingo. So there's a lot of comedy power there, a lot of charisma. So, yeah, a fun show, a good light watch. That's The Four Seasons, and that's on Netflix. And if you enjoy it, they have renewed it for a second season.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, a lot of stuff on Netflix today,
Wayne,
which is great because I can actually watch this.
Okay, that's good news.
It's fantastic. So we've got a film, we've got two TV series on Netflix, and now I believe we've got Album of the Year. Let's jump into this, Wayne.
Okay, well, it's just astounding. It's my definitely, at this point, Album of the Year. It's going to take something monumental to top it. I thought it was between Alex G and Wednesday, Car Seat Headrest, but the new album from Geese is just phenomenal. Came out 2 weeks ago. I haven't stopped listening to it. It's called Getting Killed. If you're not familiar with Geese, they've really blown up. This album's just getting massive critical acclaim, and it's all deserved. It's album number 3. They're from Brooklyn, a 4-piece band. Their last album 2 years ago was called 3D Country, which I quite like, but I couldn't get right into it. There's some really good songs on it, but I didn't love the whole album as a whole. And then the lead singer, Cameron Winter, brought out a solo album called Heavy Metal at the end of last year, which I spoke about at the beginning of this year. And that just turned me on to him as a songwriter. It's a phenomenal album. So when Geese announced a new album, I was like, well, I really like this Winter guy. The first song that came out, Taxes, which we'll play soon, really just got me hooked. And when the album came out, I was like, there is not a weak track on it. It's a great indie rock album. The thing I love about it, it's just really exciting. Like, the songs really just bounce out. There's quite a lot of variation. It's got a lot of swagger. There's also some really good ballads on this album. There's a song called Half Real, which is just so beautiful. I just love it. It's got everything I'd want in a record. And the great news is they're coming next year for Laneway. And they're also
Announced.
Yeah, so I've That's really exciting. And they've announced a sideshow at the Metro, and I got tickets this morning, so I'm super excited. And I'm super excited to see Geese next year. So, I think they're the hot band at the moment, but they deserve every plaudit. And right now, this is my favourite album of the year.
Wow, this is huge. We're going to absolutely need a track to play, Wayne.
Yeah, well, as I said, let's go with Taxes. I mean, there's so many great songs on this record, but this is the first single, and it just, it's just a great song. And the transition about two-thirds in really, really gets me every time I hear it. So let's go with Taxes by Geese from their new album, Getting Killed.
Oh, brilliant. We're going to play that right now, and you've got me excited. Wayne, thank you so much for dropping by this Thursday, and we'll see you again next Thursday for another round of reviews.
Sounds great, Jack. See you later.
See you later. Bye, Wayne.
Bye.
That was Wayne Massingham with four recommendations of film, television, and music.